Last June, my son and I were wandering through the fields behind our home when Jack came bolting toward me with his latest nature find. Atop his finger was a tiny, green, kneeling insect peering at me through large eyes on its triangular head. Its minuscule, yet prominent front legs were held together at an angle that nearly looked like they were in reverence to some greater power. I knew immediately what it was, a juvenile praying mantis. Praying mantises, which live in nearly every state in our nation, are referred to more accurately by scientists as just mantids. But by any name, these fascinating insects belie their serene, saintly image with their voracious, unforgiving assault on other insects. Indeed, they are formidable predators. I like to think of them as the big cats of the insect world. Powerful, stealthy, and lethal, mantids stalk and pounce on unsuspecting insects, grasping them with their raptorial forelimbs. Hunting mantids will lie in wait by areas frequented by insects, like nectar-producing flowering plants, not unlike a lion waiting at the edge of a dwindling waterhole. Also like big cats, mantids spend time grooming themselves, particularly their deadly forelimbs, after a meal. But in laboratory studies, mantids caught prey in 85% of their attempts, making them even more efficient than most big cats. Driven by hunger from the time of their hatching, mantids may eat their brothers and sisters if they can find no other food. Even more ravenous by the time they reach adulthood, they strike so swiftly that you can scarcely see the movement. A mantis uses the spines on its front legs to impale and pin its prey into place, immediately beginning to chew into the throat. Given the opportunity, it may hold one victim with one leg and snatch another with the other leg, feeding gluttonously on them both. While the mantis prefers cockroaches, aphids, moss, and flies, it may attack any insect it can overpower, as well as spiders, salamanders, and even hummingbirds. For all its ferociousness, the mantis faces its share of enemies. Larger spiders, snakes, birds, and bats work diligently to find it despite its camouflaging colors and slow, deliberate movements that keep it perfectly hidden even in plain sight. You've probably come across a bright green mantis species in our listening area. That is likely the Chinese mantis, which was introduced here accidentally in the 1890s. It's the largest species we have at 4 inches long. Three other species live here, the Japanese and European versions, both of which were introduced in the 1800s, and our native Carolina mantis, which is light gray and smaller than our non-native species. All of these mantids endured Maryland's long winter as eggs that females laid last autumn. With 100 or so siblings, mantises survive in a spongy brown egg case called an oothica. It's sort of like nature's version of styrofoam. And next month in June, tiny mantises, each scarcely bigger than an eyelash, will emerge from the oothica to search for prey. As a mantis nymph grows, it will molt its exoskeleton many times. Likely, the pinky nail-sized one Jack found had shed its exoskeleton a few times already. Each molt, it becomes larger and more like its adult form. This process is known as incomplete metamorphosis. It's unlike complete metamorphosis when an insect's juvenile and adult forms are strikingly different and require a pupation period. For example, a caterpillar forming a chrysalis and emerging as an adult butterfly is complete metamorphosis. Be on the lookout over the next few weeks. These hungry predators will begin to be on the prowl. And with excellent vision that can see up to 50 feet away, they'll likely notice you before you notice them. You can learn more at explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternot.